Hey, it's time to take a break with Gene and Mary. Every weekday at noon Eastern Time, join us as we talk about what's on our minds. Check out our fun and educational trivia questions on beunique.org. Email us at contactgeneandmary@gmail.com or interact with us on Facebook on our Be Unique radio page for your chance to win a free gift every week.
That's warning.
Be... Oh.
Nope, my fault.
That's okay. Well, it's BUNEKE.org. And now we can have some
warning. Side effects may include jocularity, ha ha ha, increased knowledge, and a great way to spend 15 minutes.
There we are. That's it. We just had jocularity galore.
How are you doing, Gene? I was so excited to jump into today's show. I got overexcited.
Well, that's okay. It was actually perfect. I couldn't have imagined it being any better. It would have been just the same old if we had done it the same way.
Yeah, well, there's nothing same or old about either one of us, including today's word of the day.
Yeah, it's new. Okay.
It is brand new. It's one I happened to stumble across, and I said, as soon as I can, I have to share this word with Gene. Demiurgic.
Demiurgic.
D-E-M-I-U-R-G-I-C.
Well, demi is going to mean like every other, like I'm thinking, and I'm, go ahead. I can't even guess.
Oh, I tried guessing it because I know you always do. It is, uh-huh. It comes from the Greek language. It was traced back to the 17th century, early in the 17th century. Mm-hmm. It means a powerful creative force or being. Some examples are when she's in her studio, she's a demiurgic force, or I meditate before I work to try to access a demiurgic state.
Wow. Very cool.
I'd say this show is a demiurgic show.
Yeah. I mean, I try for demiurgic all the time. I didn't realize it. I'm a demiurgic and fool.
Oh, that's so funny.
How cool.
Yeah. I gave Barb a topic. Mm-hmm. Why does our eyesight start to go bad as we age? Mm. And I was surprised with the research she came up with.
Really? I wonder how it stacks up against the old wives' tales I always learn.
Well, let's hear some of those. That ought to be fun.
Just the idea that, you know, don't look at the sun. It'll burn your eyes. Don't wear glasses that are bad for you because it'll ruin your eyes. Don't look cross-eyed. They'll freeze that way. Things like that.
Don't look in mama's closet. You'll go blind.
Exactly.
You never know what you might find in there.
I would. That's pretty interesting. I mean, I guess they just wear out. Is that
well,
what she found?
I was surprised. This is what she wrote and sent over to me. Oh, by the way, if anybody wants to become a researcher for Be Unique, like Barb Marino, and get mentioned on our show, email us at contactgeneandmary@gmail.com. We have lots of topics to discuss, lots of things to research, and everything isn't going to be for this show specifically, but we'll be happy to mention you on the show if you become a researcher for us. There's too much for us to do, just a few of us that are doing this. We've got always got some work that we could put volunteers to use. Anyway.
Absolutely.
Why does our eyesight start to go bad as we age was the question. Mm-hmm. The answer was, many of us believe that as we grow old, our eyesight is destined to deteriorate. There is an element of truth to that. But the good news is early detection of eye diseases such as glaucoma, macular degeneration, and cataracts with proper proactive ophthalmic care, we can continue to make great vision a reality as we age. Huh. She gave me some healthy practices to develop. Some of these are common sense, and there's only four, but some of them are like habitual things you have to practice. Stop rubbing your eyes and practice frequent hand washing. Well, if you think about it, right now, the COVID virus is teaching us all to wash our hands and stop touching our faces. Mm-hmm. And that includes your eyes. So in a way, we should maybe say thanks, COVID.
Well, sure. I mean, if it helps us be healthier,
yeah.
I think it's a good thing. I mean, if something good's going to come of anything.
If anybody hasn't listened to our show earlier this year, we did a show early on in January called 111 good thing or great things that happened in 2020.
Yeah. And we just ran out of time. Sorry, for only 111, you know?
Yeah. And if you want to read them, go to our blog on beunique.org and find it, because it's a pretty good list. I think it covers a lot of good things.
Really does.
Other healthy practices to develop to protect our eyes is one you already said, protect your eyes from the sun. And I can tell you, before I had cataract surgery, well, let me back up even farther than that. In my early 40s, I think my eyesight started deteriorating. I had always been an avid reader, and I got to the point where I didn't want to read. I didn't like to read. It bothered me. And so I finally decided to go get my eyes checked. And sure enough, the eye doctor said, well, you're getting older, your eyes are drying out, and therefore something's shrinking or whatever. So that I couldn't see as well as I used to. My eyes weren't receiving the amount of light that they used to. So I started wearing glasses, and then I started reading again. But many years later, I started to have problems driving at night. All of the lights had like halos around them, and I couldn't see the curbs, and the lines on the road looked very faint, and I knew that it was dangerous. So I went and got another eye check, and he said that I had cataracts and had to have them removed. And as soon as I had them removed, my vision restored back to what it was in my early 30s. I only use glasses now when I'm reading. Sometimes I can manage without the glasses, but it will cause my eyes to strain, which causes my head to hurt. But the other thing to do is to stay hydrated. But you have to stay hydrated to make sure that your eyes don't dry out, because that's all, what do they call it, mucus and viscous fluids?
Viscous, yeah.
Viscous, yeah. Vicious. Very angry.
Pretty vicious sometimes, you know.
Very angry and mean fluids. Need to put a filter on those fluids.
Well, I don't know. I've had it come out pretty hard sometimes, you know, get bougainvillea right in the eyeball or something.
Oosh, that would hurt. Those are some spiny little flowers, but they are beautiful.
Yeah.
Now, she also suggested get professional ophthalmic care on a regular basis every 2 to 3 years after you turn 40. And then once you turn 60, you should have your eyes dilated and examined yearly.
Wow.
But always, if you notice any changes in your vision, such as floaters, pain, flashes, or diminished vision, go see your doctor right away. And that's what I did both times. I still see them infrequently. I know they would love for me to see, well, I see my eye doctors probably as often as I see my dentist. Neither one do I enjoy.
And you definitely see them better now than you did when you first went to them.
Yes, I do. And yeah. I really appreciate their skill and their expertise, their knowledge. And I hats off, fist bumps, elbow punches, and hugs to all the professionals out there, no matter what field you're in.
Yeah. Well, all right.
There's our jocularity, folks.
I was just sitting here thinking, I really learned a lot today. I mean, I was listening to the information. It's a lot of new information for me. And I know my eyesight is definitely part of my adventure. You know, I can see, I can't see very well with my glasses, but, you know, I can't see well without them either. So I can see different things depending on whether I have glasses or not.
Well, my husband, to my knowledge, has never had a professional eye exam. He wears at least 3 different pairs of glasses, different strength. And he'll have usually 1 or 2 pairs of glasses. You know, most engineers carry a pocket protector for their pens. He doesn't carry a protector. He just shoves them in his pocket. But he wears these cargo pants. So he's got one pocket for his reading glasses, one pair for his computer reading glasses, and one pair for his, it's reading, driving, and walking around.
Right.
That's what his glasses are for.
I have definitely been there. It's so funny. It reminds me of Fred Sanford on another TV show. He'd always open up the drawer and dig through all the glasses.
The
one, and he used that one to read the wine bottle. And then he had to get a different pair to read the phone book. It was pretty funny.
And that's kind of my husband right there in a nutshell, Fred Sanford. I'm glad you mentioned that. I'll have to call him that next time I see him putting on a pair of glasses over a pair of glasses. Oh man.
All right. Well, listen, we better get going here. We've taken a break and it's time for us to get back at it. I'm sure glad everybody chose to take a break with us today here. We look forward to hearing from you online, folks. Check us out again on Monday, if you would please. Visit beunique.org for details about all our shows and, you know, check out some of our past shows. They're actually really good shows.
And, you know, they can check those out on our Be Unique, not all of them yet, but they can either go to Be Unique for the radio link and check out all the shows there, or they can go to our Facebook page, which we're putting the older shows on there to remind people. And that's BUNEKE.org.
All right.
Bye, everybody.
See y'all. Bye, everybody.